A Horse for the Princess by Ruth Gellerson. Princess Ida's father twirls her around. It's a beautiful day for a ride. Would you like to come along?
Yes, I can ride too,
Princess Ida cheers. She gallops into the throne room on her hobby horse. The king shakes his head. You can sit in the carriage. Princess Ida throws the hobby horse into a corner.
But I want to ride.
The king and queen go down to the stables where Prince John is getting the horses ready. Princess Ida rushes after them. The king mounts his horse. It is so big that Princess Ida can easily walk under its belly.
I want to ride,
she calls out. The huge horse snorts. Its breath sweeps the crown off Princess Ida's head. Princess Ida runs to her mother. The queen is perched on her white horse.
Can I ride too?
Asks Ida, and is about to reach for the horse's silky mane. But the gray horse startles. He neighs and prances around nervously. Princess Ida hastily jumps back a step.
He's too easily frightened, says the queen. You'd better come along in the carriage.
Princess Ida has no more luck with her brother. As soon as she approaches his pony, the little beast begins nipping at her clothes. Prince John nearly falls down laughing.
You're mean, shouts Princess Ida. If I'm not allowed to ride, I'm not coming with you,
and she storms off. Her rocking horse is on the terrace. It's old and worn, but it can still rock back and forth. Princess Ida looks around. There is no one to be seen far and wide. She quickly climbs up and sits on the rocking house, but the rocking is no fun. Princess Ida wants to ride a real horse. Furious, she dismounts and gives the rocking horse a shove. Then Princess Ida hears a noise. She stops and listens. There it is again, a munching sound, a snort. It's coming from the orchard.
Is that a dragon? Whispers Princess Ida. Although she is a little scared, she creeps closer.
On the other side of the hedge, in the tall grass between the fruit trees, she sees
a pony, Princess Ida cheers.
The pony raises its head, dark eyes, soft fur, not too big, not too small, just right for Princess Ida. Princess Ida plays with the pony all day long. They roam around, stealing apples and the fattest carrots from the vegetable garden. The time passes quickly. Meanwhile, the royal household is in a frenzy. The king, queen, and Prince John have long since returned from their ride. But where is Princess Ida? Frantically, they search the castle. Then the king has an idea. He goes into the garden, and sure enough, there is Princess Ida, brushing the pony's mane with her hairbrush.
I should have known, laughs the king when he finds her.
Well, Ida, how do you like your birthday present? Princess Ida throws her arms around her father's neck.
It's wonderful, she exclaims. How lucky that my birthday is tomorrow.
That evening, Princess Ida sneaks into the royal stables with her blanket and pillow. We'll go for a ride tomorrow, she promises her pony and snuggles down into the straw.